This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, change of gears here, but also a true story. One of my kids asked me the other day whether we've got a subscription to Disney Plus, and I said we had had one, but we canceled it. An hour later, that same kid comes back to me and he says, yeah, no, Dad, we do have one. It's part of our Hulu subscription. And then he helpfully pointed out that for a while there, we'd obviously been paying for both. I mention that because there is word today that HBO Max, which replaced HBO Now, which replaced HBO Go, or I think it went like that anyway, it's coming back to Amazon Prime, which of course has its own streaming service called Amazon Prime Video, which in turn means you'll once again be able to subscribe to one streaming service, HBO's, through another's, Amazon's. Streaming partnerships like that are pretty common, but oh, so very hard to untangle. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looks at why watching your favorite show has gotten so messy.
Eleanor Patterson has been on a multi-year quest to finish watching Murder, She Wrote.
This is kind of like a scavenger hunt where we have to go seeking out, like, piece by piece to find our content.
First, it was on Netflix. Then it disappeared and eventually popped up on Amazon Prime Video. Patterson actually researches broadcast distribution at Auburn University. And she says even for her, it's becoming more difficult to figure out where to find shows and movies.
I do think integration is king.
Integration, like one streaming service living inside another. Log in and watch anything. So Amazon Prime Video is trying to become the Amazon of streaming. Tim Hanlon is a media analyst at the Verter Group.
We are in the middle of a great reset of how programming gets paid for and delivered to consumers.
Having a hit show that simply gets people to subscribe and cancel when they're done binging, that was never enough. So streaming platforms are experimenting with different subscription models, advertising strategies, and these partnerships with competitors. Jennifer Kent is VP of Research at Parks Associates.
Especially the leaders are transitioning from trying to build the most market share and the biggest customer base they can to more of a focus on profitability.
She says niche content companies, say BritBox or Crunchyroll, might have an easier time turning a profit. But most of the bigger platforms are having trouble. Netflix recently claimed it's the only large-scale streaming company making money.
So I do think that you're going to see more acquisitions, you know, those who aren't able to kind of show that they can turn a profit, maybe being eaten up by some of the larger services.
Until then, you'll have to figure out your own method to the madness. Something like watching The White Lotus via HBO Max, via Amazon Prime, via Roku, via your TV. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.